You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Sam Adams, the official beer of the Big East, and Truly Hard Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big East, are a proud supporter of this very fine Big East broadcast,
right
where we are here at the Rutherford.
Why can't I have beer?
And by the way, they not only do that, the good people at Sam Adams, they also make these Sun Cruisers. You want to try this, Don?
A Sun Cruiser, I think that's SPF 50.
It's an iced tea vodka. Do you do iced tea?
Yeah. I'd like to try some.
I've had one.
Well, you don't have to drive, right?
No,
neither do I.
Okay,
so I'm having a time.
Gary from Broadway Elite takes care of me again.
That's right. Love Gary from Elite.
So, a great fan of the show, Dan, comes up to us, and he says, I met my wife at SUNY Albany. That's where he went to school.
Okay.
I met my wife there. Oh, that's great.
Back-to-back
that's
SUNY.
That's where the Giants used to be.
Back-to-back right. SUNY Albany couples that I
and
just
And then
met.
Peter said, wow, that's where my parents met, too. Right?
Right.
So then I asked the question I think had to be asked. I said, is that the first place that your parents hooked up? And he took offense to it.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Why? It's a normal question.
Number one,
it's not
where they met.
Right.
So you think that they consummated the day they met?
No. That's 4 years.
All right, fine. But don't start talking about things like that with somebody's parents.
Yeah, you're a filthy
it's
monster.
It's not. He's very fortunate.
Imagine I asked that about
both
your
of
parents.
His parents are still alive.
Yeah, very
lost
fortunate.
Both yours. I just have my mom, who had some dental work. So shout out to Jay. She's feeling better.
Oh, she's all right. Good.
But we would love to be in the situation that Peter's in, where both of his parents are alive and they're healthy.
They hear. They watch our show.
They watch the show.
But they're probably smiling and knowing, we hooked up sophomore year. What did you just say?
Pig.
Why?
You don't talk about somebody's mother that way.
That's my mother.
But you know that his parents hooked up. They have two children.
So did your parents.
Yes.
So it's obvious. So did Don's parents.
So it's obvious. We know he was not adopted.
Right.
But why do you have to talk?
Oh, believe me, I know
about
adopted.
Now you're openly having a conversation about someone's mother in that way. Father, it's a different story.
Am I wrong, guys? From yes,
no,
am I wrong?
Well, yes, knows.
Oh no, everyone knows he's wrong.
No, I'm not.
Not a
wrong.
Person here. I gotta tell you.
Look, right. These guys say I'm not wrong either.
I gotta tell you,
right,
most
virgins.
Of the people at Yes,
yeah.
If you did it to them, they'd punch you right in the face.
They would not.
No, they're tougher than I am. They punch you right in the face.
All right, listen. I'm sorry, but what's the answer? Is that
I've never talked
because
to them
then
about
what's it. What's the second question? All right, let's say you indulge her, and you say yes. Matter of fact. I don't know why I would know this, but yes, that's where they consummated the relationship. You know there's a follow-up, and the follow-up would be filthier than the first one. How far down the trail do you want to go, Michael?
Yeah, I really want to go down
the trail.
Is
this like a Barbara Walters 60 Minutes expose on their sex life? That's his mother.
Thank you, Don, for defending me when I need it. The man is an I'm very grateful my parents hear the show.
Yeah,
my mom more. My dad has no interest, but my mom watches the show most days.
Right.
I don't need her hearing that, even the conversation. It's like Don's mom and the key parties. No one needs that.
Because his mom is still with us, then it leads to an awkward conversation for Peter.
You can ask me anything about my parents. I don't care. I mean, you guys are so buttoned up, you Puritans.
Well, on a serious note, I want to send love out to my dad. We found out that my dad's first cousin, Stevie, passed away today.
Sorry to hear that.
My dad has a really big family. My grandfather's one of 11. So my dad has a ton of first cousins. And, you know, when you have families that big, there's ranking. And Stevie was always at the top. One of everybody's favorite cousins. And it was a surprise to everybody. Not expected at all.
Oh, man.
Got an email today. So sending love to my dad and all his first cousins.
It's weird back in the day. Like my grandmother, who Joey killed, was one of 13 children. That's crazy, man.
No, it's a lot.
They made the Brady Bunch like it was a wacky thing. Well,
how about this? Natalie's family, her dad is one of 11 or 12. And her mom is one of 6. Natalie has thousands of cousins. I mean, it's crazy. It's just so, it's funny how different people's family dynamics are. There are people who have a family reunion, there'd be 15 people there. And there are people who have a family reunion, there'd be 300 people there, legitimately. But yeah,
sophomore
my dad,
year, junior year. I mean, let's get out of the macabre.
So you would go right back to the parent sex life.
Right,
instead.
Well, he imagined him at these reunions. So
by the way, my brother's wife went to SUNY Albany as well. Any questions you want to get in there?
Well, where
as well?
Did he meet her?
They met on the internet.
Oh.
Okay.
What do you mean? What the hell does that mean?
I've got so many ways to go, but you know what? I'm going to use discretion. I'm going to use discretion because I'm a good guy.
They met on a social media app that is no longer with us that people of a certain generation will remember.
MySpace?
Called same era, okay. Not as popular, called Friendster.
I don't remember
they met
Friendster.
On. Anyone remember Friendster? You have to be of a certain, not a lot of Gen Xers here. Okay, don't worry about it.
I bought that site. It's now Kaster.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And they met on Friendster. But yeah, she was a SUNY Albany as well. And my brother was Brandeis, but then went to Fordham Law. He's part of the Ramley.
There you go.
I don't think you consider the law people part of the Ramley.
No, of course we do.
You welcome the
Ramley. Of course we do. Although the higher level of Fordham alum goes to Rose Hill, not the Lincoln Center campus. If you're not in Rose Hill, I mean, really?
Why is that
really
true? Down on people?
What?
Why do you look down on people?
Wait, but hold on. In what world?
This is law school we're talking.
Yeah, no, Lincoln Center has...
is that where the law school is?
Yes, but it's also regular Fordham, too.
But for the record, Don.
If you're not going to use the campus of Fordham University at Rose Hill, you're not really going to school.
Where is Rose Hill specifically?
In the Bronx.
In what world?
It's across street from the Botanical Gardens and...
But it's a university, which suggests it has other campuses.
Good for all of you.
And Don,
if you didn't go to Rose Hill, you're really not a Fordham
rat. And Don, what world is Rose Hill in the Bronx better than Lincoln Center?
Michael's 100%
right.
Let's
just be honest.
There's no campus at Lincoln Center. Do you realize
that? But it's where the law school
is. But it's not a real college experience.
Yeah, well, he didn't go there for real college. He went there for law school.
So we got to go someplace to wear a snorkel jacket?
No. The only
not everything's Revenge of the Nerds.
The only place you could go.
Sometimes you just show up to a class and get a certificate.
The only place you could go to Fordham Law is Lincoln Center.
Right.
But there are people that adjudicate as Fordham University students at Lincoln Center. You're not really
so
a Fordham Ram.
But that's not even including my brother in the conversation.
No, your brother's legit.
You're saying if you're undergrad, you shouldn't go to Lincoln Center.
If you're not enjoying a campus, stop. Get a job.
Well, because I was a commuter, I'm not
you,
a
wait,
real
you
college.
Commuted to Ramapo?
Oh, it was 20 minutes away.
I was a commuter, too.
Wait. So you...
But
so
you
it's not
enjoy
about living
the
there,
campus.
But it's going to the campus.
The campus, sitting on Edwards Parade, smelling people smoking pot and then turning them in. That was my college experience.
You don't have a lot of good things to say about Ramapo, but you were impressed by the campus when you drove by.
Yes, it's nice.
No, I commuted. We didn't have a lot of money, Peter, and I was 20 minutes away.
I would just date girls that had rooms at Fordham.
Real quick, you guys both commuted all 4 years?
Yeah. I didn't have the money to stay.
I just want everyone.
Well, for me, it was six. Well, because I was cutting class.
So I'm the only one of us that went to college.
Wait. I went to college.
I'm the only one who didn't commute. I mean, that's the whole experience.
Well, how far were you from?
20 minutes, less maybe.
Well, just didn't want to get away from Mike and Mindy.
Well, my parents wanted me gone.
Being a McGovern speechwriter paid. My dad worked as an electrician. My mom worked at the Five and Dime.
But by the way,
get into my wallet.
Was Ramapo expensive?
My dad was retired. My mom was a schooler.
College
he didn't
is
have the
expensive,
money.
And not as expensive as Maryland or Fordham, but it's expensive. Wait, hold on.
Before you say Maryland is expensive, it's a state school. My in-state tuition, everything included when I went to Maryland. I believe my parents spent like $12,000. It was
a
not
year?
Expensive. Yeah.
I was still paying student loans deep into my professional career.
You should have waited. They just cleared everybody of that.
No.
How much do you think Ramapo was a year?
I really don't know.
$3.80.
Yeah, that's not right.
Per course.
With a gift card.
$3.80.
That's not right. It was a gift. You guys are in.
A Dunkin' gift card.
You know what's really sad about what they're doing?
What
it's
are we
funny.
Doing?
It's all, you know.
No, we're looking down our
giggles.
Nose.
Well, because it's the thing that I'm the most proudest of in this world, besides my children.
Right.
And you. And
what,
you
is that you went to Ramapo?
Then I graduated college. I was the first one in my family to do it. But apparently it wasn't at some really great school, so you sit there and you relieve yourself on it. How am I supposed to feel about that? My proudest moment, and you guys look at it like you wiped yourself.
Listen, we can all lift up the curtain, right? I admit, we make a lot of jokes about me being from a snobby part of the world. My parents live in a split-level house. I drove a Dodge Intrepid, a Ford Taurus, regular life.
And you pull up with a Mercedes when you're leaving today.
I've done well. I've worked hard. But I work 93 jobs, and it's the lowest-end Mercedes. Don't make me feel guilty for that. It's Mercedes or Jay's.
He's tweeting about it.
But it's wonderful, by the way, but they do a wonderful job. But to be honest, Don's proudest achievement, graduating college.
Right.
I'm just being honest. I'm not going to pretend that I'm someone I'm not.
Right.
In my neighbor, in where I'm from in Chevy Chase, Maryland, the idea of being proud of graduating college, they wouldn't even look at you. If you didn't go to college in Chevy Chase, Maryland, it doesn't even make sense.
But I don't care what other people think. It's about how I feel.
No, I know.
And his family did not go to college, so he's the first one that
did. He's the first man of college.
And he also had to, like, he had to bring up the name after Dave. I mean, these are heavy lifting. The stuff that Dave did to his father.
Wait, did Dave go to college?
Yes.
So you were first, Dave was second.
Yes.
Did he graduate?
I shouldn't. That's not for me to say.
So obviously that's a no.
No, I didn't say that.
If he graduated, you'd say yes.
No. By the way, I want everyone out there listening to understand something. I put no value in if you graduated college or not. I simply do not care. I don't think it makes sense to judge people on that. I'm just laughing at Don. I need everyone to know.
But the point is that I'm not looking down at people that didn't graduate college.
But
I'm
it was an achievement.
It was something that I achieved. I'm very proud of.
But college, can we just be honest? Once you get into college, and this goes from Maryland to Ramapo, I'm sorry, to Fordham to Harvard, it's not hard to graduate. If you show up to class and you go to your exam,
but a lot of people don't show up to class because it's the first time they're free as a bird.
Right, that's true.
There's nobody herding them into a school.
I have to admit, I'm enough of a nerd that I barely skipped class even in college. I'm not a big class skipper.
Never missed a class.
Never
cut a class in college. Because I had a lot of scholarships and financial aid. I felt like I was robbing people if I did that.
You thought you were robbing other people if you
missed
class. Right.
Like people, the money I'm getting came from
people.
But
was it okay if I cut algebra class because a DJ didn't show up and I wanted to...
Of course it's wrong.
I wanted to do a show on the radio station.
A radio station too. I'd never cut a class for it.
Oh, I would have skipped. I would have skipped class in a heartbeat for anything related to radio. If Jamiroquai was playing, I was skipping class to go get drops. I mean, but that's the thing. College is not necessarily about going to class. It's about getting yourself
social
prepared
interaction.
And what your career is going to be.
Right.
And for me, the way I treated my college radio show from dusk till dawn at 88.1 WMUC.
What are you doing promoing it? It's not on anymore.
And not only that, 88.1 doesn't exist anymore. They've moved to a real station. I had a 10-watt radio station.
Well, mine was 100.
Don, I don't know if you know this. That's 10 times as big.
I know, but
I mean,
still,
it was a joke. No, 100's bad.
Mine was 50,000 watts.
50,000, yeah. These FUV people. Maryland
the credential at Ranger and Nick game.
I know. It's crazy.
Maybe we should go there in September.
Right?
50,000.
That's a good one.
But it wasn't all student run, right?
Yeah, all student run.
50,000 watts.
All student run.
All student run.
Yes.
In New York.
Yes.
Crazy, right?
That's insane, man. Do you understand how broke my station was? And the Beatles went to my radio station. They did an interview there.
And
we had history. We mattered.
They talked about Let It Be. Hey, Jude.
I was a 100-watt radio station. My show was called The Beast Is Unleashed on 90.3 WRPR. Now, what was the 825-1234? If you can count, you can call.
That was the line.
And a lot of people at Ramapo were stuck. Whoa. What's that number again?
He said if you can count, you can call. Right. The unfortunate thing at Rambo means that meant no one called.
That's right. Not a call. Anyway, we're talking about college across the street, the Big East tournament, a great doubleheader. Let's talk about this. Do you think St. John's has a chance against UConn? Now, UConn, to me, that's the best college basketball team in the country. But yesterday in the game that they won, they fell behind 10-0. Now, they ended up winning by 28. They're great. They have a great coach. They have great talent. But Rick Pitino is one of the greatest coaches who ever lived. They're on a run right now. They believe. I still think that UConn wins.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
I just remember all those years where Duke's competing for a national championship and they lose the ACC championship to North Carolina.
Right.
Like they don't have to win this tournament. They're thinking about winning the whole thing. Now, I'm sure they want to win the Big East. There's a lot of pride. There's going to be a lot of fans in that building rooting for them because UConn travels. So I'm not saying they don't want to win, but I think it means probably a lot more to St. John's. They're not sure that they're going to be able to punch a ticket to the dance.
Right.
UConn's trying to win the whole darn thing. So is that something that maybe can be an advantage that St. John's can use because it might mean a lot more to them tonight?
I think that the one thing that's missing from Danny Hurley's resume right now is they have not won a Big East tournament. They've been knocked out early. So he's always got these – these things that he's trying to achieve.
It probably means a lot to him because of...
And I'm sure the Patino angle, he wants to beat Patino.
No, of course. Do not get me wrong. I'm not saying they don't want it. But if they lost tonight, all right, we're moving on because we're going to try to win a national championship. But if they win the national championship, they're not going to feel bad about not winning the Big East. St. John's loses tonight, there's a chance they don't go.
Right.
People think they're going to go to Dayton. They're going to be in that, you know, the four on those
final
first
four.
Couple days. But the fact is that it means a lot more to St. John's. I understand the Big East championship is big, but they got bigger fish to fry here. They walk out of this building tonight, they're focused on something else. St. John's walks out of the building tonight a loser. They may not get a chance to play in the dance.
Adam Schefter reporting
yes.
that the Rams are signing gorgeous Jimmy Garoppolo. Can you imagine him in L.A.?
He'll be all right.
Free and easy and running the town.
Unencumbered.
Yep. He is suspended for the first two games for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. So there you go. And still, no one is getting Zach.
You can get something for Zach. Come on. You don't think there's a general manager out there, Peter? We know he has skills, right? He's mobile. He's athletic. He's got an arm.
He's got a big arm.
There isn't a general manager or coach that says, boy, if I had a chance to work with him. Now, you're not going to give up something big because, again, he hasn't had any kind of a history. But if the Jets want to get something in return, they can.
I'll be honest.
Why do I have a feeling that Zach is still here because the Jets are asking for too much? Somebody would take a chance.
That is possible. But I feel like if there was any of those coordinators out there saying, oh, if I could just get a chance to work with him, I feel like he would have already moved.
Can I tell you what I think is happening? Mm. People would take him. But they're waiting for the Jets to release him. They don't want to pay him the money. They don't want to pay him that salary.
I get it.
The fourth year, it's a decent amount of money.
But
so they want him to release him.
But will they?
Well, I mean, boy, if they bring him back, wow.
Well, we thought the same thing last year.
But this way, he'd be the third quarterback.
God, he's just like a cockroach. They can't get rid of him. I mean, he's always there. He's always, like, just when you think, all right, now it's finally over for Zach Wilson. There he goes trotting it from the sideline, starting a game, starting several games.
Look at this thing that a fan gave me earlier. I mean, I really love it.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Can we get a shot of that?
Now, did this person paint it?
I don't know what they did.
Well,
but
you ask questions about sex. Why don't you ask him how this gorgeous thing was made?
I don't know. There we go.
It's really nice.
It is nice.
Let me see it.
That's talent.
Oh, I don't know if it's really. It's not really painted.
It's not painted, but
they're photographs.
It looks like AI, right?
They're like AI.
Those are definitely pictures.
Yeah, they're like AI photographs. They just added a little to it.
I like it.
I'm going to put this.
Very well done.
I'm going to hang this up right over the bed tonight.
Over the bed.
Yeah, I mean, so Jody sees
benefit.
Well, for Jody's, because Jody sees me in prime form rather than this hideous pusik that I have.
But why do I think you'd actually get something out of it too?
I do. I'm getting something out of it right now, Don. You know why you think that? Because you know me. Let's go to Kalman in Brooklyn. Kalman.
Don and Peter, I am a huge fan of the three of you guys. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Great. Wow. I had an amazing day today. I got a couple things to say to you guys. You guys, okay. Wow, you guys are awesome. First off, I want to talk about the Giants a little bit and the Saquon Barkley move. I can't believe that they got rid of their best player, which I believe is Saquon, a fan favorite and one of the best locker room guys that they have. I don't know what they were thinking. Instead, they paid Daniel Jones all this money for what? Who are we building around right now? Are we building around anyone? Or are we
what
just
would you
like,
give? What would you give Saquon?
A competing offer, anything. No. They didn't even give. They didn't offer anything.
Well, like Saquon. They could have tried, but the fact is, you've had Saquon, and it hasn't really amounted to much. If your best player is your running back, that's a problem. That's what they're saying. They're saying if my best player is a running back outside of Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco, how has that worked out for teams in the NFL? They've got to build a line. They've got to find a quarterback. They're probably going to get out from under of Daniel Jones. Listen, quarterbacks are more important than running backs, Kalman. We can go back last year, revisionist history, but at the time it was Daniel Jones. I can't afford to lose a quarterback. They had a way to be able to keep Saquon for the year. They did what was right at the time because the quarterback position was more important. Now Daniel Jones got hurt, so it looks bad. Yeah. But the fact that he's a good kid and he's a popular player and he's their best player, when you're trying to build a championship team, all this is pretty much irrelevant. They didn't want him.
Right, but I mean, but Saquon, you guys got to build around him. The Giants have to build around him.
You don't build around him. What team is built around a running back?
You can't build around a running back.
They just went to the Super Bowl.
But they have talent all over the place.
Exactly.
They got a great defense. They got a great wide receiver. They got a great tight end. Stop that. We got to stop with the whole build around Saquon. San Francisco didn't build around Christian McCaffrey. Look at the talent they have around them.
Listen, you build a good defense. You build a good offense. But they had Brock Purdy as their quarterback. We have Daniel Jones our quarterback. We need to build around him.
They have to pay Purdy, right? But they don't have to pay
Purdy. But they have Achua and Debo Samuel. They have all these other pieces there.
And George Kittle.
Come on, guys. We got to stop. I like Saquon, too, but don't make him into something that he's not. You can't build a team around the best running back because he's played terrific when he's been healthy. What has it meant? One season where they won 9 games.
I love the guy. I think it was an absolute mistake by Philly. I don't understand what they were even thinking.
But even if you – and I agree with you, but Philly's close, just like San Francisco was when they acquired McCaffrey.
Fair.
McCaffrey – San Francisco didn't give McCaffrey $16 million. Now, obviously, Henry went to Baltimore. Why? Because Baltimore thinks they can win a Super Bowl. So they're going to overpay a little bit more. Philadelphia thinks they can go to a Super Bowl. They're going to pay a little bit more. But are the Giants close to a Super Bowl? Again, I love them. But if he's my best player, Peter, I'm sorry. That's a problem.
No, it is. And think about who paid him the big money, McCaffrey, the big money.
Carolina.
That stinks. A team that stinks and has traded away every good player they have.
And traded him away 1 year into that contract. Let's go to Mike in Hoboken. Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
I two things. Before I get to my Aaron Rodgers point, I hate to call fraud on Peter.
Oh, God.
Well, I know Michael's going to love this. I remember about a year ago, Peter was a Beatles point. Peter was dying on the hill that John Lennon was the front man of the Beatles.
That might have been 3 years ago, but it's pandemic.
Then
go ahead.
Today he goes, who's Jude? His son. I just find that very interesting. But
you know, Mike, that's a great point.
You know, I can't even argue against it. It's such a good point.
My point on Aaron Rodgers, first off, I'm a Giants fan, and as the Aaron Rodgers experiment goes on longer and longer, it makes me truly appreciate what we had in Eli Manning more and more with getting, you know, with what he was at quarterback and giving nothing and answering questions and being straightforward was fantastic. And I wanted to ask this question the other day, and he's already added to it. What is the over-under on non-football-related news cycles that we get about Aaron Rodgers before the season starts?
It's a great, great question.
It's got to be, I'd say, the over-under has to be 3.5.
Does it include this one?
No. He's gone.
After this? No, I'd say after this, 2.5.
No, he's got so much more. I thought I was going low at 3.5.
No, I mean, how much time
do you can't
have?
Stop. It can't help himself.
What is it? It's almost April?
Yes.
Almost April. It's March 15th.
That's almost April. So,
midway through March.
Okay.
If you're rounding off, then it's April.
No, there's 31 days of March. It's not April.
Oh, that is true. But it's the Ides of March.
man, you know, I think the over-under is 2.5. Stories? Come on, he's not going to have 4 different stories.
He's going to be on McAfee again. That's a story every time.
That's a lot,
when's
though.
That starting, though? That won't be till next year. He said in the off season how many stories.
Oh, I thought it was the whole season.
No, I thought it was between now and the season how many.
It's 2.5.
Yeah, I think 2.5.
I mean, he's going to be on ayahuasca for a while. Don, tell us about BetMGM, please.
Discover BetMGM, the sports betting app New Yorkers turn to for nonstop action. As an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden, the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers, BetMGM meets New York sports fans' expectations of the world's most famous arena and the same game parlays, exclusive signature bets, and much more all season long. And as an authorized gaming partner of the NBA and official sports betting partner of the NHL, BetMGM takes the show on the road for excitement every night. Plus, as an official sports betting partner of the New York Jets, BetMGM makes every football game the best it can be. Download the BetMGM app today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for T's and C's. Must be 21 plus to wager. New York or New Jersey only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available in New Jersey. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 878-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Visit Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. We haven't told you about game time today. It's what game happened? Time.
Well, who's it brought to you by?
It's brought to you by Telemar Dew Irish Whiskey. The Big East Tournament is down to four teams. UConn looks to hold off St. John's in the first game starting right about now.
Yeah.
Across the street from where we are at the Rutherford at Madison Square Garden, followed by Providence looking to keep their magic run alive against Marquette. That's game time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Let's go back to the phones. We're having some fun here on this Friday from the Rutherford, and we'll go to Antonio in New Jersey. Antonio.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you
what's
doing, up? Man?
Hey, I've got to kind of call out Peter for his freezing cold take on college and its, you know, efficacy. First off, I can relate to Mike and Don very much because I'm the only of my family who graduated from college, and I had financial aid like Mike, and I would feel an immense amount of guilt if I skipped class because I felt like I owed it to my parents and, you know, the financial aid people who even got me the money in the first place.
Yep, that makes sense.
So Peter, he wonders why a small percentage of the fans maybe, you know, ask him to take pictures of Mike and other fans and not him.
Wait, my Antonio, I'll let you finish. It's not a small percentage, yeah. It's a large percentage.
That's
but,
not true.
Go on.
Oh, man.
Mike, I was being nice.
Yeah, I knew you were.
It's for stuff like this. Like,
no,
you know,
it's because I'm honest. It's because I'm honest. And here's the thing. No matter what I say, Antonio, people all believe that I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. So if I tell you the truth and say, no, I wasn't on financial aid. I went to Maryland and I lived on campus. I'm still now also a fraud. You want me to pretend and tell you every 10 minutes that actually I came from nothing? I am who I am.
No, but humility exists.
But, oh. Hold on, real quick. Where was, just tell me, where was the humility lost?
When Mike or Don said that they dormed, you went, "Whoa, you didn't dorm in college? Whoa, you commuted?" Like,
no, hold on, real quick, Antonio, real quick, because I just want to destroy you so
much. Oh, yeah.
You're aware that Michael had you're aware that Michael had just spent, he brought up, saying that people who did not go to the Bronx campus of Fordham didn't really go to Fordham.
So we're having a conversation about what really makes the college experience. So after Michael pointed out that if you go to Lincoln Center, you don't go to Fordham, I then, in jest, was like, you didn't even go to college. You didn't stay there. And so it's all silly.
Right.
But you chose to point out mine, not your beloved Michael Kay from the hard streets of the Bronx. Oh, my God.
And you don't
he could never do wrong. I did the same thing he did. It was a joke. Well,
and also, Antonio, why aren't you jumping Michael for basically making it seem like I went to Romper Room?
It does sound like that, though. Ramapo, Romper Room.
You know, I love Ramapo and everything it stands for. The fact that it produced Don LaGreca, I love that place. That's all.
People just don't like you.
I know. Don't you love when someone calls up with their big, he had the big haymaker point, nothing burger with cheese.
They have an accent, too. Made you sound like
Yeah, he gave me the.
I love the imitation. Yeah.
I mean, oh my God! If you only knew the reality.
Oh no! Don't make it out to be that we're something different than we are on the air. We're the same.
No. But I'm saying to think if someone thinks that I'm actually like fancy is such an absurd. It's such an absurd.
Wait a minute! I went to your wedding. It was very fancy.
Yeah.
Very high end.
Well, it's a wedding.
Well,
I've seen a lot of bad weddings.
He wants
too.
It to be his last one.
Well, no, exactly. Thank you, Don. And by the way, I'm sorry. I wasn't. We weren't. We weren't Brenda and Eddie. Okay. Well, I wasn't. I didn't buy some pictures from Sears. I'm 44 years old. For God's sake, I paid for the wedding.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I've had 93 jobs, and that's another thing. I get called spoiled, but everyone knows I have literally 3 working podcasts and 3 on-air jobs.
All 3 of us work our asses off.
Honestly. I mean, you could say a lot about us to say any of us don't work hard for the money, like a wise woman once said.
I was going to say, we're
you
doing
know,
a lot
Brenda
of music
and
here.
Eddie had it already by the summer of 75.
You loved that reference, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you.
Let's go to Johnny in Sayreville. Johnny.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Hey. All right, so I'm sorry. I hate to be a Debbie Downer. But I'm more worried about Gerrit Cole in the long run, specifically because Tanaka did have a minor tear in his elbow, and his velocity dropped significantly. I think when he came over, he was probably... Right, exactly. But you see, like Don said, if it's not a tear now, when is it going to be a tear?
Well, I mean, you can say that about any pitcher, right, John? This is something else. The Yankees have been very closed-mouthed about it. We don't know what it
this
is.
This could be, and maybe not, because, again, I'm no doctor, Johnny, but it could be a prelude to something that could be worse. It might not be. It might go the way that Tanaka, and he did have a tear, but when there are people reporting, are we just prolonging the inevitable? Will eventually he need Tommy John?
Exactly, which I'm – like Shohei Ohtani, for example, 2023, played in the classic series in March, and then he came out firing like 100%. And then in the regular season, what happened? He tore his arm went out. So I'm curious. So like I'm worried if Gerrit Cole gets back, is he going to be Gerrit Cole, and can he be 100%?
Johnny, you're not being a Debbie Downer. I think that a lot of people feel like that.
I don't think anybody knows.
You got to hold your breath now. This is their best pitcher, and the difference between, Cole and Ohtani. Ohtani had Tommy John surgery previously. This is the second time that he's had Tommy John surgery. Cole has a picture perfect delivery that you would teach children because he doesn't hurt his arm. And, throwing a ball that hard that many times a day is not a natural motion. Something's going to happen to your arm at some point.
Now, he does not need surgery right now. That's the good news. But what we don't know is how long is he going to be out? Is it going to be 1, 2, 3 months? And is it going to be enough? Or are we going to find out after that, now it's still not right yet, and he has to miss more time? Or does he come back and pitch well for a month, and then it's a problem again? I think it's going to be something you're going to have to really keep an eye on. Is it fair to just say after the 1 or 2 months or 3, whatever it is, that this may not potentially be over? Don't know.
It's fair to say that about any pitcher, even
of
healthy
course.
Ones, and then somebody who's not healthy, it's probably more so. You're right. Let's go to Angel in the Bronx or Angel.
Hey.
Hello.
Angel.
Hey. Hello.
Hello, Angel.
Hey, Mike. Pete and Don, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to make a comment, about the song, like, Hey Jude. Pete, like, in case of, you don't know, but that's like one of the Beatles, top song, Hey Jude.
Well,
and it's
I'm
always
aware.
Like, It's always,
he just doesn't
it's
care for
like
fudges.
He
doesn't like it. Angel, he just doesn't.
I just don't like it.
Do you like Let It Be?
Can I say something? The reason why, you know, Pete maybe took offense to it because he's Jewish. And, you know, that's not good when they say, hey, Jew, maybe Pete took it like that. Wait, hold on.
I want to be clear here, Angel. Hold on, Angel. I want to be clear because I really appreciate you caring for me. You were concerned that the reason I had a distaste for the song Hey Jude by the Beatles is because it was an anti-Semitic anthem called Hey Jew? Is that... I think I speak on behalf of all Jews when I say
actually,
we did not think that was the case.
Huh?
Actually, you know...
Mike, why are you always picking on Pete? You know, you're always picking on him, man. You know,
I'm going to tell you why, Angel. Thank you for the phone, because it's so damn easy.
And you know what he calls me? It's Jude. That's the weird thing.
I apologize if you felt that was an anti-Semitic trope.
And that's the reason I liked him in my life. Yeah. Because
Peter thinks that the hospital St. Jude is a money grab. That's why he doesn't like the song, Hey Jude, because he doesn't really appreciate the work they do with the children.
This is... I mean, if you wrote a comedy bit, it couldn't be as good as that.
I can't say I know all the anti-Semitic ways of putting a Jewish person down. I never heard Jude is one of them. Have you? No, maybe.
No.
Maybe
I don't
Judas.
No. He felt that Peter heard Jew.
Right.
Instead of Jude.
Right. That's it.
Because the song is so beautiful.
What about
sung?
Short for Judas?
No.
Like a throwback to Christ situation.
I don't know.
I think that's way too deep.
You don't think Angel's seen it?
Now, we talked about this earlier. You're going to have this in the NN that the Yankees have named Nestor Cortez their starting pitcher.
Nasty Nestor? Yeah. Of course I am.
I don't see any documentation of it in the NN.
Let's go to...
are you kidding? It's right here.
Renee in the Poconos. Renee.
Hello.
Guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, love your show. I have a couple of things. It's a late request for a drop and ENN, and great to see you, Bear, there. There's one drop that I just can't forget, and the particular drop, well, what happened was Don was opening up, well, mentioned that there were some gifts from the Red Bulls, and Michael had said, well, how come I didn't get anything? And, you know, while this is being discussed, Don opens up the pack, one of the boxes, and it's a box of cupcakes. And thank goodness I was watching it on TV, because the first thing Don says, oh, look, cupcakes, and I love them. Don and Michael goes, of course you do. There was a quarter of a second before he went from 0 to 60 and said, come over here and tell that to my face, you punk. Screaming, laughing, loved it. Michael is screaming, laughing as well through this whole thing. Wow. I'm hoping that drop.
Tune in.
Probably
like,
not.
5 minutes, you're going to find out, Renee.
Yeah, in the next segment, we're going to reveal Drop Madness, and maybe that did make the cut.
Well, literally 5 minutes away. In fact, we should probably get in there early.
Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Fran.
Hey, guys. Love the show. You guys do a great job. And, Peter, I was talking to those guys in the morning. I was giving you props because you couldn't have been more right about the injuries. Remember, I agree with you about something weird going on, and I know...
Yeah, being right. Well, listen, I'm not a rocket scientist. It had already been a lot by then. I mean, we were like 15 in by that point.
Right, exactly. But since then, it's got to be about 6 or 7. I mean, I know, it's crazy. But listen, I love the show, but Michael... You know, listen, Yankee fans, as a Mets fan, you know, miserable Mets fan, Yankee fans have had it really good. You know, they haven't won the World Series in a while, absolutely. But now you're going to go through a little thing, what I call, it's called the Grominatia. It's called, now you're going to be on pins and needles, you're going to be waiting for a month. And then is he coming back? And then is he all right when he throws? It's a horrible thing. I don't wish it on anybody, but it is what it is. These guys throw so hard. And the only thing you can really say right now is this guy has been, he shut everybody up. There were a lot of guys up and down the radio ripping Cole to shreds. And I got to say, as a miserable Mets fan, I got to give him props. And, I hope the guy isn't hurt. I really do. I'm not one of them. Well, I'd rather hurt somebody myself. But I just, God bless, and love the show.
Thank you, man.
Well, I mean, I would not parallel this to Grom. DeGrom was never healthy. He had those moments when he pitched where he was breathtaking, but he did not have a long stretch of health. I mean...
Gerrit Cole is a rock.
Right.
That's why this is so shocking.
But what I took from him is that it kind of started out that way. Let's rest him. Is he okay? And it just became a chronic issue where eventually he had to go down for a long period of time. But I thought Fran nailed it. All those people that killed Cole, they overpaid for Cole.
Not this guy.
I know you didn't. But now all those same people are now calling, you know, crying in their pillow he's going to be out for the next month or two. So which one is it? Was he an overrated bum that couldn't pitch a big game, or the guy that you're now worried isn't going to be available for the first half of the season?
Don, I don't know if you know this, but this portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. We're going to come back, obviously. With the brackets.
Drop Madness reveal.
Yeah, I wonder if you could bet about that on FanDuel.
It's a great point by you, Michael. Peter Rosenberg here to tell you about my friends over at Bathfitter. Actually, let me tell you about FanDuel first.
Oh, my goodness.
FanDuel's putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season.
Hack.
Because right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. All right, that's $200 if your bet wins. Bet the NBA with a wide range of bet types, including quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/Peter and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. All right, guys, Peter Rosenberg here to tell you about my friends over at Bathfitter. They remodeled my bath. They did an incredible job. They customized it for my needs. Process super easy. One expert installer. Done in a day. No demo, no mess. And Bathfitter is a permanent, high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like me. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at Bathfitter.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
You're so right. Are we back?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's time. One of our listeners just made a great point, but I'm not going to bring it up on the air because it's convoluted and sort of dark, but it's a really, we have really bright listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Guys, welcome aboard. It is time for your Drop Madness bracket reveal. We've never done it on this Friday, but since we're doing the special Big East show here at Rutherford's, it made sense, didn't it, Michael?
I think it made perfect sense.
You know, we're having a good time. Let's get into it right away. Don, put on your headphones. Don was mingling with the people. We're going to start out with the Flub region. I'm going to try to get through as many as I can.
All right.
The one seed in the Flub region is...
Johnny Damon was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy?
A mangy, mangy, whatever it is. I could go far.
I think it will.
The two seed in the Flub region.
20 years ago today. Yankee related.
So 20 years ago today. So that is 2014.
All right. The three seed.
Glaff has full.
Oh, yeah. I remember it well. It was unfortunate that I said Glaff. The four seed.
I love Hootie and the Blocious. Forget it.
Oh, my.
Forget it.
The five seed.
Eric in Hopatcom. What's up, Eric?
Hopatcom. Why are we struggling?
The six seed.
Hit the post, but the backhand, that went wide.
That's not right, Don.
I don't know if I'm on board with this.
It had to be there. The seven seed.
Iris Juradu.
Spell last name?
J-U-R-A-D-O. Juradu.
Gerardo.
All right, there you go.
It's that Ecuadorian.
Works, well, listen, I don't know.
A Dan drop?
How about that?
Attaway, Dan. By the way, Dan with almost a Michael-like anger in correcting Don. I loved it. Let's hear the.
And that hurt Don more because it was Dan.
Exactly.
He has no respect for me.
Let's hear the eight seed.
Let's hear from Griffin's favorite, Jimmy.
Who's Jiffin?
Jiffin.
Peanut butter guy?
The nine seed.
If you lost Ira, it's like losing Cronkite.
Or Cronkite. I don't want to lose either of them.
No.
Wow, Michael, it was you who said Cronkite, not me?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You have no memory of that, do you? Let's hear the 10 seed in the flub region.
Let's go to Lovell. In Lovell.
So we all have our moments.
The 11 seed.
But is Alan Boone? Oh, boy.
You know what? Maybe it's time.
It could be Alan Onsted.
Wow. I don't know why I love Alan Boone so much, but I do. Let's go to the 12 seed.
He has weapons LaGord.
How is that a 12? Honestly, how is LaGord a 12?
You need those 12 upsets.
Yeah, that could be a 3 seed, though. That's incredible, the LaGord. All right, the 13 seed in the flub region.
It's the Evening Nightly Lose. Evening Nightly Lose. I can't speak.
We had a bad year, guys. The 14 seed.
But stay right here on the Ray-Ray. Ray-Ray.
Oh, boy.
And the 15 seed in the flub region.
However you want to play, don't miss your chance.
And the 16 seed.
BetMGM,
Okay.
That deserves 16.
No, both deserve to be low. That's good seeding right there. Let's go to the funny region and start with the one seed.
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
Wow. All right. The two seed in the funny region.
He's not cool. His voice is weird. He's kind of a dork. His brother's a tool. His girlfriend's annoying.
It kind of keeps going longer than you think it's going to go. Let's go to the three seed in the funny region.
See ya.
That's you, Michael.
That was me?
Yeah. This is a tough four seed that could go the whole way in the funny region.
Cut his fat ass.
I mean, that could have been the one seed.
Should be an angry region.
It could be in the troubling region.
Yeah.
The five seed in the funny.
Okay.
The six seed in the funny.
Wake up, Flip.
Oh, that's tough right there. I love Wake Up, Flip. Especially when you think about usage. We play it all the time. The seven seed in the funny region.
Screw. Go scratch yourself.
All right. The eight in the funny region.
Peter.
The nine seed.
Oh! Yeah!
Wow. We have fun on the show.
The 10 seed.
Weed Horse in France.
He was in France this year, huh? That was the Wemby vehicle.
Yeah, well, that was the draft.
So. The 11 seed.
I've got a team that stinks.
The 12 seed.
How about some ENN? Bring us that.
How about shut your face?
Let's go to the 13 seed in the funny region.
Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. What is that?
I didn't know it was that bad. I didn't realize. I apologize.
Yeah.
The 14th seed in the funny region.
I think I speak for everybody when I say thank you for the phone call.
Oh, that was so good. That was so great. The 15th seed in the funny region.
They were being somewhat semi-critical of the greatest booth in the history of sports.
I don't remember that moment.
Was that you?
That was
me.
That was
Peter. Oh.
Mocking Mets fans, apparently. You know what we're talking about there, Anthony?
Garon and Keith.
Oh, it was about the booth.
Oh,
yeah, sure. Garon. Let's go to the 16th seed in the funny region.
Nobody coaches me up.
That's better than 16.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's go to the troubling region, the one seed.
Football Mondays on 98.7.
Toolbox.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN.
Tool shed.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's.
All right, the two seed.
With a perfect read. Nails every read.
Oh, my God. He just punched the computer hard.
The three seed.
Your face against the freaking television screen, and you can't remember who didn't bunt.
The troubling region is troubling. The four seed.
Where I'm on meth and my mom's a prostitute.
Yeah. Is that Back to the Future? Let's go to the five seed.
It's a slick white orb and it has to be rubbed up.
I forgot it. Let's go to the six seed in the troubling region.
He's Chris Russo. He's God. He floats on air.
The seven seed.
Speaking of a squirrel trying to get a nut.
Easy, right?
I got a mouthful of nuts right now.
On some kind of party.
I don't remember that. Let's go to the eight seed in the troubling region.
I'm hearing you. You're very low.
You're the low.
Oh, no.
Man.
Something's going
man
on. The nine seed in troubling.
Getting outscored 98-7. Think about it. That's ridiculous. I'm coughing.
Is he all right, Peter?
10,
is he okay?
That might have been it.
That's a tough one. That's a tough cough. The 10 seed in the troubling region, Drop Madness.
I hate you. I hate your guts.
And the 11 seed.
People suck.
The 12 seed in the troubling region.
He probably wears a thong to show off the tuchus.
The 13 seed.
That's the problem. I'm a miserable human being, and I never please myself.
Never?
Well, that's, well. No, you should. It's fun.
The 14 seed.
You get like a rogue piece of sand in the wrong hole.
The 15 seed, troubling region.
He could go choke on it.
Okay. The 16 seed.
I feel it for 1 point.
No, that's not feeling it.
That's feeling it. Feel this then, okay?
You hear what I'm saying? Oh, God.
Lastly, guys, the nether region. We start off with the 1 seed. Congrats.
You know what?
It has to be.
Oh, wow.
You know, I can't believe that's all been this year, Griffin.
Might be the strongest nether region that we've ever had.
Yeah, I'm excited just seeing the list here. Let's go to the 2.
That's not true.
Oh, 45 got
it. Wow.
The 3 seed.
He stinks.
Very strong, Paul and Trenton. The 4th seed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Matt made it.
There we go. The 5 seed.
Smoke weed every day.
Jeff Passan. The 6th seed.
I'd be rolling torpedoes, get blunted with Rastas, and for a hefty fee, I'm on your record, like Bob Costas.
Yeah.
I love
it. Could be a winner.
The 7th seed.
Most people would probably not know that I could play the piano by ear.
I love that he said that in our interview in legitimate conversation. Yeah. It's like it was only meant to be a drop. Yeah. He said it. Yeah. That's Kenny Albert. Let's hear the 8th seed.
Why don't we talk to Richard of Manhattan? How are you, sir?
Whoa. What was that?
Let's go to the 9 seed.
Let's go to Bob in Warwick. Bob.
Oh, this will be good. Hey, Bob.
Let's go to the 10 seed.
Nature called and I had to go take a dump. Guess what? I got to get on my bike and go.
Thank you, Terry. Let's go to the 11 seed.
What is your take on sausage?
Thank you, Danny. The 12 seed.
When you're cramped into a tight space and there's stuff coming through your head and out of your mouth and you're relying on each other to make the other person feel comfortable.
That was a mouthful from Joe Buck. The 13 seed.
Do you guys know?
The 14 seed.
Look at that sandwich. How nice and fresh it is.
Who's that?
That's Grasa doing Danny DeVito for Jersey Mike subs. Strong. The 15 seed.
He got that dog in him.
How is that a 15 seed?
Could win.
I could see that making a run. And the 16 seed in the nether region.
I mean, it hides wrinkles, your jowls, your double chin.
Jowls.
That, Don, I got to tell you, first of all, great job by Anthony Pusick, Tom Bauer, and Jacob Lattimore. What's Jacob's last name again?
That'd be Perry.
Jacob Perry,
Jacob,
that's right.
Jacob Lattimore.
All right, I got a new document working already. So.
Congrats in order. A wonderful job. That is your Drop Madness. Starting on Thursday, we will vote throughout the tournament for you to select the great drops of this year's field. My only issue I take right away is the seeding of 15 and 16 in the nether.
I have some real problems with.
Okay.
And I'm noticing, I don't know, tell me if you agree with me, Michael, a little bit of a Grassa favoritism from the board this year. You sense that?
I think they'll look at the future.
It's is that what you think?
I do. I do.
Wow. All right. Well, that is it. Yeah.
We could discuss later if you want.
Don, you're looking at, is your flight delayed?
To 44 minutes.
Oh, that's how it starts, Don.
Then it's going to be an hour and 44.
That's how it starts.
Then, 3 hours, and then a door opens.
Wait, you're going to Pittsburgh?
A door opens in mid-flight.
Rent a car, Don. Yeah. Just go rent a car right now.
When I'm getting ready for a game, I have to be prepared. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and, of course, my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle. Neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea. Take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea and join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.